Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, June 28th. Electrek will be on the scene at the Electrek Formula Sun Grand Prix. We're off to Topeka's Heartland Motorsports Park as the top of the North American Engineer Schools scrutineer their vehicles ahead of the big races this weekend. If you're in the area and want to geek out on solar, batteries, and electric propulsion with some of the best young minds in the industry, by all means, come to the track on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We will post the final results of the race on our site and also here on Quick Charge, but you can also stop by if you're in the area. According to an update to its user settings on their website, Tesla is preparing to officially support third-party apps. The idea of a Tesla App Store to let third-party apps run on Tesla vehicles is far from new. Since the launch of the Model S in 2012, the automaker has talked on and off about releasing a software development kit to create third-party app ecosystems on their giant center touchscreen. Back in 2016, Elon Musk said that they instead plan to move towards app mirroring from phones and center consoles. But that was a long time ago. Tesla has now added a new section to the settings of its user account to manage third-party apps. Now, while it doesn't confirm an app store per se, it is a big step in that direction. At the very least, it might mean that Tesla is preparing to deploy a more official way for third-party apps to access Tesla's owner data. Tesla is on track to deliver a record sales performance in China, as early data show that the automaker is still dominant in the world's biggest EV market. Reuters reports that according to Shi Ji, an analyst with Tesla Merchants Bank International Securities, Tesla is on track to deliver 155,000 vehicles in the Middle Kingdom. With just a few days left in the quarter, the estimate is likely close to a reality, as insurance data has been showing strong performance from Tesla in China. Now, despite the record quarter, it could be interpreted that Tesla is plateauing in the important Chinese market. Yale Zhang, the managing director of the Shanghai-based consultancy, Automotive Foresight, believes that Tesla needs to expand beyond China's biggest cities to keep growing. He believes that the cost of building service centers and stores could be stopping that from happening. The first sellable Chevrolet Blazer EV has rolled off the production line at General Motors' Ramos Arzip plant as the automaker plans to launch the electric SUV this summer. The SUV, as they call it, more of a crossover, will come in five trims, including the 1LT, 2LT, RS, a police pursuit vehicle edition, and Chevy's first SS electric performance model. The first Blazer EV trims that will be available for the summer include the 2LT with an estimated MSRP of around $47,595 for up to 293 miles of range. They also have the RS coming at some point with an MSRP of $51,995 for 320 miles of range. The SS will follow in the fall with a starting MSRP of around $70,000. 8 months after sharing details of its new General Motors Energy Business Unit, General Motors has shared the first product specifications for its lineup of Ultium home charging solutions designed for residential use. Per GM Energy, the first products consist of three bundles, the Ultium Home V2H bundle, the Ultium Home Energy System, and the Ultium Home Energy Storage bundle. Now, the company states that all of the new products will connect to one another, allowing its owners to monitor and manage energy usage and dispersion across Ultium products. One very important detail left out by General Motors was pricing. GM says that that will vary, so thanks for clarifying that, GM. Following a smaller-than-anticipated demand for its EVs built near Emden facility in northern Germany, Volkswagen is reducing its production output and giving its EV employees an extended vacation, sometimes permanent. According to the work council at Volkswagen's Emden factory, as cited by German newspaper Nordwest Zeitung, the automaker is cutting production output of its EVs in the next 2 weeks, more specifically the ID.4 and the new ID.7 sedan. The head of the work council told the German media outlet that demand for EVs built at the Emden plant is almost 30% lower than Volkswagen's original production figures anticipated. Now, all by itself, this isn't terribly big news, considering the Volkswagen Group still has dozens of other facilities around the globe developing and producing EVs. Domino's Pizza has snatched up more of the 2023 Chevrolet Bolts before they disappear. The pizza delivery giant is adding a few hundred more to its electric delivery fleet in the U.S. In November of 22, Domino's announced that they were going to put 800 Chevy Bolt EVs on the road by the end of 2023. And now, they are already whizzing around with pizzas in tow. Domino's said today that they're going to add another 300 or more. The Chevy Bolt is ending production soon, and next year, pizza peddlers won't have the option of buying more. They're actually calling it the official car of its electric delivery fleet, so that can't last terribly long. Domino's might switch to GM's recommended replacement, the Chevy Equinox, or possibly move to another automaker, maybe the Volvo EX30, or maybe the Aptera, if that one ever gets off the ground. Well, it should stay on the ground. It looks like it could fly, but it shouldn't. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Mark Mazzaro says, "Mikey, I mentioned to you a few weeks ago the parking lot of Lordstown Motors was virtually empty. Now it is empty." Yep, there goes Lordstown. I hope that the talented people at the company can find gainful employment in the EV space. It's too bad they couldn't reach meaningful production. I think that there is plenty of space for competitors in the EV truck realm. As we know, prototyping is easy and production is hard. But as far as I can tell, from the comfort of my keyboard at least, Lordstown was on the way to solving that biggest problem before the lights went out. I guess they just ran out of runway and crashed in the grass. Sorry guys, thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.